Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God tonight for his goodness and for his kindness and for his tender care and love towards we, his people. I thank God. This is Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries, just giving God all kind of glory, honor, and praise tonight. It's good to be with you, 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 and you, all of God's people. One more time, you spent a couple of weeks with my daughter, Michelle. She had a good time sending you the podcast. I pray that you had a good time listening and just engaging in the word along with her. I thank God for all of you that are participating with us in this ministry. It's a great blessing. It's a great blessing, and God is causing it to be multiplied every day. And so we believe him by faith. Come on, let's pray and let's get into the word of God. God has a word for us. Father, in Jesus' name, I give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. I thank you for the people that are listening and that will be blessed. For Sister Anke, as she translates this, Lord God, let it be easy for her. Let the word be clear unto us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's definitely good to be able to do the will of God one more time in the sanctuary of the Lord. I'm using that word because I've been looking up that word here lately, found in Psalms 150. And I tell you an interesting thing that happened to me today, and things like this has happened before, but today it just stood out. Somebody said something to me today that really got me upset. I'm telling you, I was not happy when they did what they did. And, you know, I could have kind of backfired on them a little bit, but I didn't, because I said, God, you know all things and you know why this is happening. But I was really upset. I mean, fire and brimstone. Smoke coming out my ears, if you could say that. But before I could react, I went to the Lord in prayer. You know, as I stood, as I walked, as I moved, I just began to pray. I was so upset that the only thing I could do was say, Lord, please help me with this situation. I prayed that prayer. And then I was thinking of calling somebody and talking to them. But then I said, no, I'm not going to call anybody. I said, Lord, I want you to help me with this. Get it out of my heart. Do something. But help me deal with this right now and not do the wrong thing, not have the wrong reaction. And so what I did was I remained very quiet, and I was leaving from one location to another, and so I had about a 30-minute drive. And I just kind of drove in my car very quietly, looking out the window and looking at everything that was going on. And, you know, not really thinking about the situation, but kind of letting the Lord minister to me. And I began to say, well, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Really help me with this, Lord. Help me with this. And as I drove, the Lord gave me a solution to what seemed like such a painful thing. He immediately gave me a solution, and I worked on it while I was driving. I made a phone call, and the Lord really blessed me to be able to fix that situation before it got out of hand. And I thank him for that. But I was not happy the way it happened, nor the fact that it did happen. But I said, Lord, I thank you for the solution. I thank you for the solution. And I just kept thanking God. And I came in my house, and I happened to be alone. And I came in, and I decided while I was driving, I'm going to dance when I come. I'm going to dance before the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. And that's exactly what I did. I came in, did a few things, got on my knees, and I blessed God. And I just kind of began to, you know, there's an old song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one by one. I began to thank God. Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for that. I thank you for this. And I was just thanking them. Thank you for my house. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my car. Thank you that my bills are paid. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the ministry. I was just thanking God and going down the list and blessing him. And then I said, oh, I'm going to dance, dance, dance. And I put on some music. Oh, praise you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. And I began to dance and love God and bless him. And I'm telling you, as I did that, I saw how the power of praise took over. Psalms 150 said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in that firmament of his power. And as you look at these scriptures in the book of Psalms, I have been reading Psalms here lately. And no doubt, the word of God is so powerful. That's why I encourage God's people to read God's word. Because when you get it in your spirit and the situation comes up, the word will come right up out of you to handle the situation. Well, I had been reading Psalms and listening to it on my phone, and the praise just came up out of me. I need to praise the Lord. Regardless of the situation, I need to praise the Lord. I just got to give you the glory because you're still good. You're awesome. Hallelujah. Didn't like what happened, but you're awesome. And I thank you for the solution. And as I bless God, I turn to the scripture. As I look at it right now, I read, praise God in his sanctuary. And I said, Lord, I'm going to take this apart and really get an understanding. What do you mean by that? Praise God in his sanctuary. What does that mean to me? And then I began to realize that I am the sanctuary of God. Hallelujah. I am the temple of the Most High God. And as the temple of God, the sanctuary is where God dwells, where God is. And we are to praise him in this temple. Glory. Hallelujah. And we should not allow outside circumstances to tell us whether we're praising our God or not. We can't let outside circumstances tell us when to praise our God. We ought to go ahead and praise him in this temple, in this sanctuary. Glory to God. And as I looked at this, I ended up over at Psalms 29. And that was also a blessing. Simple verse. Glory to God. The voice of the Lord, the Bible says, maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Where is his temple? His temple is me. His temple is you. Do you speak of his glory? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We must speak of the glory and wonder and awesomeness of God. We must bless his name and not be subject to what we hear on the outside and hear all around us. Let us begin to let the sanctuary of God be a place where God enjoys being. Does God enjoy living in you? Is he being glorified in your body? Oh, hallelujah. Offer yourself a living sacrifice. Number one, just offer yourself as a praise. Glory to God. Don't wait for all the circumstances to be perfect, because the circumstance might not always be perfect. Things might happen that you don't like what happened to me today. But that does not mean we should not praise God in his sanctuary. Hallelujah. In his sanctuary, he deserves the praise and the glory and the honor. And we must not forget to give God his thanks. Hallelujah. We must not forget to bless his holy name forever. I thank God for his word. I thank him. The Bible says in Psalms 116 and verse 18, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of his people. Listen, if you don't praise God now, when are you going to praise him? In the courts of the Lord's house. Where is that? That's in you. That's in me. See, we are the Lord's house now. We are his temple. We are his sanctuary. And we must praise the Lord. We must bless him in the presence of his people. And that's why I come to you today and I say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Psalms 150 ends up by telling us that everything that has breath ought to praise the Lord. And we repeat that all the time, but are we really doing it, saints of God? Everything that has breath, not just the heavens declaring the glory of God, but you and I declaring the glory of God and giving God all his praise. Hallelujah. He deserves the praise and the glory and all of the honor. And I bless God in the sanctuary. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. Give God the praise.